The table reminded Stanley of the surface of the lake. It was full of bumps and holes because so many people had carved their initials into the felt. There was a hole in the far wall, and an electric fan had been placed in front of it. Cheap air conditioning. At least the fan worked. As Stanley made his way across the room, he tripped over an outstretched leg. "Hey, watch it," said an orange lump on a chair. "You watch it," muttered Stanley, too tired to care. "What'd you say?" the lump demanded. "Nothing," said Stanley. The lump rose. He was almost as big as Stanley and a lot tougher. "You said something." He poked his fat finger in Stanley's neck. "What'd you say?" A crowd quickly formed around them. "Be cool," said X-Ray. He put his hand on Stanley's shoulder. "You don't want to mess with the caveman," he warned. "The caveman's cool," said Armpit. "I'm not looking for trouble," Stanley said. "I'm just tired, that's all." The lump grunted. X-Ray and Armpit led Stanley over to a couch. Squid slid over to make room as Stanley sat down. "Did you see the caveman back there?" X-Ray asked. "The caveman's one tough dude," said Squid, and he lightly punched Stanley's arm. Stanley leaned back against the torn vinyl upholstery.